In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Once again, on this second night of the novena, we have a priest available for anyone who would like to celebrate the sacrament of penance. Simply line up on the west wall nave of the cathedral. Let us pray. Lord our God, you gave the human race eternal salvation through the motherhood of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Grant that we may experience the help of her prayers in our lives, for through her we receive the very author of life, your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Genesis. This is the story of the heavens and the earth at their creation, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. There was no field shrub on earth, and no grass of the field had sprouted, for the Lord God had sent no rain upon the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a stream was welling up out of the earth, and watering all the surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed the man out of the dust of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east and placed there the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground the Lord made grow every tree that was delightful to look at and good for food, with the tree of life in the middle of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river rises in Eden to water the garden. Beyond there, it divides and becomes four branches. The name of the first is the Pishon. It is the one that winds through the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of the land is good, bdellium, and lapis lazuli are also there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It is the one that winds all through the land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris. It is the one that flows east of Ashur. The fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God then took the man and settled him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and care for it. The Lord gave the man this order: you are free to eat from all the trees of the garden, except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. From that tree you shall not eat. When you eat from it, you shall die. The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suited to him. So the Lord God formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds of the air, and he brought them to the man to see what he would call them. Whatever the man called each living creature was then its name. The man gave the names to all the tame animals, all the birds of the air, and all the wild animals, but none proved to be a helper suited to the man. So the Lord God cast a deep sleep on the man, and while he was asleep, he took out one of the ribs and closed it up in its place with flesh. The Lord God then built the rib that he had taken from the man into a woman. When he brought her to the man said, this one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. For out of the man, this one has been taken. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife, and the two of them become one body. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. You are clothed with majesty and glory, robed in light as with a cloak. Lord, send out your Spirit and upon its foundation, not to be moved forever. With the ocean as with a garment, you covered it. Above the mountains, the water stood. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. You send forth springs into the watercourses that wind among the mountains. Beside them the birds of heaven dwell. From among the branches they send forth their song. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. You water the mountains from your palace. The earth is replete with the fruit of your works. You raise grass for the cattle and vegetation for man's use, producing bread from the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and manifold are your works, O Lord. In wisdom you have wrought them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Alleluia. Alleluia.
be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. The Gospel of the Lord.
First of all, I congratulate you for braving the roads and being here tonight on our second night of the novena. And I'd like to begin tonight by taking a little survey. I'm going to say two words and some numbers, and when I'm finished, by a show of hands, I'm just curious about how many of you know to what these refer. The first is Fairfax 7. 2324, and the second one is Hudson 71011. By show of hands, does anyone know what those are? Yeah, so we're the old people in the room. That's those of you who don't know what that is, those are the old designations for phone numbers here in Spokane. It was part of our communication system whereby numbers corresponded to letters and words were created, such as Fairfax and Hudson and Chestnut and others. These names corresponded to sections of the city. So the Fairfax 7 one was my grandma and grandpa Kelly, and the section was up by St. Anthony's Parish. And the Hudson 71011 one was my grandma and grandpa Connell, who lived up by Northtown. In those days, phone numbers were dialed into the phone using a rotary dial. You dialed each number and it was a slow process, especially if you had to dial a 9 or a 0. I was impatient oftentimes and would force the rotary dial to make it return faster than it automatically did, and often got in trouble for that. It's truly amazing to review how communication has changed over the course of my life. Rotary phones in the 70s, to huge bread box sized cell phones in the early 90s, flip phones in the early 2000s, and then smartphones of today. An analogy can be made between how we humans communicate with one another and the means by which God communicates with us. We know that God communicated with Job in the form of a storm, and he used a burning bush to speak to Moses. But storms and burning bushes, no matter how effective they may be, are imperfect forms of divine communication. They are, if you will, rotary phones. The most striking and perfect example of God's use of grace-infused matter to communicate with us is the Incarnation. the taking on of human flesh through the second person of the Blessed Trinity. This perfect form of communication would never have taken place, however, without the yes of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And thus she is properly referred to as Our Lady of the Incarnation. In Jesus Christ, we see the perfect fusion of the material and spiritual, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Word made flesh, who alone has seen and can reveal the Father. It makes sense then that the same God who created us and took on our human flesh seeks to communicate his healing will for us primarily through the use of natural things. I would argue that the use of created matter as a conduit for God's healing, for his healing grace, reinforces a Catholic culture modeled for us by Jesus Christ himself. In the gospel for tonight's novena service, Jesus encounters a man who's been born since birth. How does Jesus heal him? Jesus spits into the dirt, makes a mud paste, and then rubs the paste over the man's eyes and tells him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. He returns, and for the first time in his life, he can see. Now, we know that Jesus could easily have mustered his power as God and commanded with healing words that the man's sight would be restored, but no. Instead, he uses created matter as a conduit of grace. Saliva, dirt, mud, and water. A proper understanding of Catholic culture is a simple extension of the incarnational principle that God communicates with us and heals us most often through created matter. As I think about it, it's probably one of the reasons why I love the novena so much each year. It is thoroughly Catholic in that over the course of 9 days, we use candles in the St. Blaise blessing, oil in the sacrament of the sick, water from the Grotto of Lourdes, blessed salt to repel the devil, religious medals, rosaries, and the sacramentals which you will bring from your homes to be blessed. This novena helps to build and strengthen a Catholic culture firmly rooted in the Incarnation. We know, too, that this incarnational principle was extended into history through the sacraments, which also make use of natural things to become both signs and conduits of God's divine grace. Natural things like bread and wine and oil and water and the committed bodies of a groom and a bride. All of this is possible only through the fiat of the Blessed Mother. It was this yes which paved the way for us to have the perfect mode of divine communication. Not a rotary phone or even a burning bush, but the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the second person of the Blessed Trinity. Our devotion tonight is going to be the distribution of sacred water shipped to us from the Grotto at Lourdes. This water has been given credit for countless healings since it first began to flow from the earth in 1858. We pray that it might be a conduit for us, that we might experience the same healing that was granted to the man born blind. Our Lady of the Incarnation. O Blessed Virgin Mary, we thank and praise you for your appearance to the child Bernadette in the Grotto of Lourdes, where you declared to her and the world, "I am the Immaculate Conception." By appearing in the grotto, you made it a privileged sanctuary where many have obtained miraculous cures for physical and spiritual infirmities. O loving Mother of us all, you know our wants, our troubles, and our sufferings. We come before you with complete confidence to implore your obtain for us, O sweet Mother. For the healing of relationships within my family, for the healing of my mother's heart, for my friend and her family, as her battle with cancer ends and she prepares to meet Jesus, the angels and saints in heaven, that my mom may be relieved of her physical pain, for my husband's healthy sobriety, for my children's spiritual beliefs, and for the health of my family, for the healing of my friend from his drug addiction, for the healing of my son with autism and anxiety. Please bring him peace from past hurts. Allow him to grow socially, emotionally, and spiritually. For my sister Marilyn, who died yesterday, the 3rd of February, 2020. For my son-in-law, who is in jail for a crime he did not commit, I know he is not guilty because I was with him when the crime was committed. For the healing of mind, body, and soul of my brother who suffered a massive stroke this last weekend. For continued healing and for the burden of grief to be lifted following the death of our 22-year-old son. For these and all of the petitions which we bring to this novena, O Blessed Lady of Lourdes, Mother of Christ, you had influence with your divine Son while upon the earth. You have that same influence now in heaven. Pray for us that we may obtain. We make this petition through the same Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady of Lourdes, Saint Bernadette, I invite you to come forward now as you would for communion with the four lines, and one of the ministers will have a basket, and inside there is Lourdes water. You can take a Lourdes water out, you can go back to your pew and bless yourself with it, and use it up as you see appropriate. Dear Monsignor. Let us pray. Lord our God, fill with the Spirit of Christ those who have sought the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that our actions may always be guided by that same Spirit, who shines upon your church and who sanctified the entire life of the Virgin Mother. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Once again, our third novena service, tomorrow, 5:15 to 6. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.